Coming up on episode number 686, I get to play Casey Kasem for a little while here as we go back to the Billboard charts for this day, July 6th, 1980, and look at the top 8 songs of that day. But not really playing those songs, we're going to play them in cover format. All this and more coming up, as well as coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is July 6th, 2010. My name is Brian Abbott. And welcome to, you know, what might turn into a new regular feature here on Coverville every once in a while, doing an episode like this, where I look back at, a round number of years back and see what was on top of the Billboard chart, but of course doing it in covers. Today we're going back to July 6th, 1980, going back 30 years to see what the top 8 songs were on that day. And kind of a crossover here with my other show, or one of my other shows, Today in Music History. If you haven't checked out Today in Music History, it's a daily show, about 5 minutes long, where I tell you all the things that happened on this day in music. Just go to todayinmusichistory.coverville.com. You'll find that one. All right, let's start things off, though, with a cover of a cover. On July 6th, 1980, the number 8 song on the Billboard Hot 100 was a song by the Spinners, Cupid/I've Loved You for a Long Time. Now that, the Cupid side anyway, is a cover in and of itself, a cover of a Sam Cooke song, and I've even had a request recently for a Sam Cooke cover story, so hopefully this will appease you for just a little while longer until we can get a full-on Sam Cooke cover story. This is Amy Winehouse and Rhythms del Mundo from their 2009 compilation Classics with a cover of Sam Cooke's Cupid.
Danger of me losing all my happiness. For I love a man who doesn't know I exist, and this you can't fix. So you better draw back your bow and let your arrow flow straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody.
It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. She was lovely, she was the queen of our nights. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, the secrets that we shared, the mountains that we moved, caught like a wildfire out of control. There was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore that it would never end. I remember how she held me oh so tight. Wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Against the wind, we were running.
Further and further from my home, I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live, never worrying about paying or how much I owe. Moving 8 miles a minute for months at a time, breaking all I began to find myself searching, searching for shelter again and again.
Against the wind, we were running against the wind. I found myself seeking shelter against the wind.
I've got so much more to think about.
Deadlines and commitments, what to leave in, what to leave out.
Against the wind, we were running.
The Highwaymen, before they became the Highwaymen, actually, from the first album, which was called Highwaymen, from which they got their name, 1986, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, and Kris Kristofferson, four legendary country music artists who kind of pioneered the outlaw country genre. With their cover of Bob Seger's Against the Wind, of course, Bob Seger, number six on the Billboard Hot 100 on that day, from the self-titled Against the Wind, not self-titled, but the title track from Bob Seger's album Against the Wind. Before that, the only cover I could find of Robbie Dupree's Steal Away, but it's one of those little gems that you find and you listen to, and the more you listen to it, the more you like it. It's got kind of that homemade pamplemousse feel to it. And it was recorded for Songfight, a website where people record their own covers of songs. I really like that. The group is called Moboid, or M-O-B-0-1-D, and it was part of the 2006 Yacht Rock cover fight. Again, a cover of Robbie Dupree's Steal Away. And then we started things off with Cupid by Rhythms Del Mundo featuring Amy Winehouse from their 2009 compilation Classics. A cover of the Sam Cooke tune, which the Spinners also covered in 1980 and made it to number eight with their double medley of Cupid and I've Loved You for a Long Time. Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine USA, audioengineusa.com, where their innovated self-powered speakers and wireless products are designed for all your music. Check out their award-winning sound, high-quality materials, and truly useful features. For example, the AW1, the Audio Engine W1, the premium wireless audio adapter. Now, this allows you to play all your music wirelessly from any audio device or computer to your Audio Engine-powered speakers, your stereo receiver, or your powered subwoofer. The AW1 provides CD-quality stereo sound with no reduction in audio quality. Very cool little device that sends music wirelessly from your computer, your iPhone, your iPod, over to a stereo system or like I said, your Audio Engine speakers. Very, very cool. Check it out at audioengine.com. And when you're ready to buy, enter the coupon code COVER10. When you buy online, you'll receive 10% off of your order. Free shipping, no tax, and all cables included. Check them out at audioengine.com. All right, back to the Billboard charts with a couple of famous 80s and 70s pianists that I said that very carefully, mind you, pianists that even traveled and even toured together. This first one, God, I am really surprised I couldn't find more covers of this that weren't kind of in that, you know, sappy, instrumental, jazzy, blah, 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 boring versions. But I do like the Vitamin String Quartet, and this was the only version that I found of this song that I really liked and wanted to include here. It's a cover of Elton John's Little Genie, and of course, like I said, you'll find it on the String Quartet tribute to Elton John from 2004. Vitamin String Quartet here with Little Genie. Very cool. That is a group called Laptop with a song called It's Still Rock and Roll to Me, of course, a cover of Billy Joel's song from 1980. You'll find that on their 2000 album called Opening Credits. Again, the group is Laptop. You can find that track for download on iTunes, and I highly recommend you check that out because that is so slick. Sounds like he's doing a duet with the torture droid from Return of the Jedi. Before that, Little Genie. Yeah, if you felt like you were at a wedding, you're not alone. Vitamin String Quartet with a cover of that Elton John number from his 21 at 33 album from 1980. That version comes from the String Quartet to Elton John, which came out in 2004. I want to throw out some quick thank yous to some people who have not only given me 5-star reviews on iTunes or 5-star ratings on iTunes, but posted some very nice things in the reviews as well. Big thanks going out to KCAS and Malif, which is Film Sack Backwards, John David, Psycho Postman, E. Lusk, A. Hood, Tune Finder, Deluxe Legend, and Wolverine 94. I want to thank them for the nice things they said in iTunes. Hey, if you want to leave some nice words in iTunes, it's super easy to do. Just go to iTunes, do a search for Coverville, And then you'll see, if you scroll down a little bit on the Coverville page, you'll find a place where it says write a review. And you can say whatever you want there. Don't worry, you won't hurt my feelings if you tell me that I just sound too smooth for my own good. Check that out over at iTunes. Someone else who sounds too smooth for his own good is a guy named Jonathan Richman, a folky troubadour from Boston, who most people would remember from the film There's Something About Mary. He was kind of the equivalent of the Greek chorus of that film. So as Ben Stiller and Cameron Diaz are hooking up, every once in a while you'd see this guy singing and performing either on the the side of the boardwalk or up in a tree. That's Jonathan Richman. And if you aren't familiar with the rest of his music, you should be, because he is a lot of fun. He's very, very unusual and quirky. And that's what makes this next cover even funnier. He decided to do a cover of our number 3 track on the Billboard Hot 100 for July 6, 1980, a cover of Bette Midler's The Rose. Here is Jonathan Richman.
It's the heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's the dream afraid of waking that never takes the chance. It's the one who won't be taken, who cannot seem to. And the soul afraid of dying that never learns to live. Oh, when the night has been too lonely and the road has been too long, and you think that love is only for the lucky and the strong, just remember in the winter, far beneath the bitter snows, lies the seed that with the sun's love in the spring becomes the rose. We'll be right back.
is like a kiss from Minneapolis. Within the collective, it's our perspective to keep the groove greasy so you can resurrect the funk. Like when your sister taught you how to do the bump until the needle would jump. I can get by with some help from my friends at the FUNKYTOWN. Check it out, now I can get high with some help from my friends. FUNKYTOWN.
Paul McCartney's Coming Up, which was number one on this date in 1980, covered there by Terrorvision from their My House EP. Very, very cool rockin' cover of that tune. And that, by the way, is if you were confused by my coming up and coming up and coming up, all that stuff I said in the intro, that's why. Because Coming Up was coming up on Coverville. Before that, Funky Town. The Lips Incorporated version, the original, was number two in 1980, of course, covered later very famously by Pseudo Echo in the later 80s, 87, 88, I think. That one was a great one by a group called Greasy Meal, probably, I hate to say it, the funkiest version of Funky Town that I'm aware of. And that one comes from a 1998 soundtrack to the motion picture Funky Town, of course. And then we started things off with The Rose, Bette Midler's The Rose, covered there by Jonathan Richman from his 1995 album, You Must Ask the Heart. And that, bam, is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to email me suggestions and feedback, maybe, on what you thought of this episode, I'd love to hear it. Email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message on the website over there at coverville.com. Your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Search the Coverville archives, listen to every show I've ever recorded, and even become a Coverville citizen. It's how this show stays alive. It's the lifeblood of Coverville. You guys are the Coverville citizens and you listeners. So thank you very much for all your support. We will be back on Thursday, I believe, with a cover story for the band. Yes, I think a cover story for the band in honor of Robbie Robertson's birthday, which was just a couple days ago, or maybe it's today. Can't remember exactly. Don't have it in my notes. But it's right around now, Robbie Robertson's birthday, and so we are going to do a band cover story. If you have a request for that, please let me know about it, and we'll see about getting it on the show. That is going to do it, though, for this edition. We'll be back on Thursday. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Hey, you want to advertise on Coverville? Talk to the fine folks at Backbeat Media. Coverville is also a member of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Find out more about that at frogpants.com. And bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!